path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm awesome.
What
How
a great
you?
Night of sports yesterday, huh?
It was. It
Unbelievable.
Was a very, very good night of sports. I caught the end of the Chiefs game.
Me too. You were texting at the same time. I would put it up on that split screen.
I don't have that.
Someone
told me the sound... No, my brother told me that the sound was messed up on the Chiefs game broadcast, like at least over the air.
I never turned it on.
So I was just like, well, okay, I won't even check it. You know what I mean? I think I was kind of planning on it. And then when I checked it at some point when they took a break from the Royals to go to commercial, I flipped over to the broadcast real quick, and the sound was still messed up. So I was like, okay, and I just went back to the Royals game. By the time we finished the game, the Royals game... there's still most of the fourth quarter left. So
football takes too long.
It takes a long time, doesn't it? They need to find a way to speed up the game.
But with the YouTube thing, you know, it comes up on the split screen.
Yeah.
And then you pick which one you want the sound for. So I would only just pull it up during commercials and kind of look at the score and then go straight back. But, you know, I'm a weird... and I know I'm weird and people are going to be like, you're such a weird guy. I don't like switching back and forth, and I don't like trying to watch two things at once, because I just feel like I'm losing. And I know it's weird, but I like the commercials. Not that I like watching them, but I don't have to switch over. It's kind of like the pace of the game. Like, I'm in it.
Won't miss anything.
I'm concentrated on it. My mind's not looking over at this other game. I'm like, okay, well, there you go. We're at commercials. Let me go grab a Dr. Pepper. Boom. You know what I mean? A snack. Let me see what's going on.
Yeah.
Contemplate what I just saw, what I think's going to happen coming up, right? Like, it's just, I don't know. The commercials don't bother me in live sports. They really don't. I know they bother some people, but they don't bother me. And I found every time I went to go turn on the Chiefs game, I was just mildly distracted. So
yeah. Well, I could hear the neighborhood... you know, my neighborhood, like, the you know, when the Royals, you know, Salvi hits that
man,
home run.
And, what a hit.
And so when the Royals were getting runs, something great would happen. Someone, you know, even like when Massey just, you know, gets that hit and gets a base hit, I would hear this delayed cheer, but it was literally like 2 minutes in the neighborhood. And I was like, man, they're on a huge delay here. And Broke was like, well, they're probably watching the Chiefs game. And I was like, oh. And I was like, well, I guess that could be. But I also thought, but a Monday night game, like, do that many people get together? So it happened numerous times. And I realized, okay, no, people in the neighborhood are watching the Royals
cheering.
Game. They're cheering. Like, something, the Royals would do something good. And then I'd be screaming at my house, yes! And then literally, like, almost a full 2 minutes later, I'd hear the neighborhood go, yeah!
Right, but they were all on the same delay, or you're thinking they were cheering the Chiefs?
She thought they were cheering the Chiefs.
I would think it'd have to be,
I
right?
think that they were cheering the Royals, and they must have been watching at bars, and somehow there was a bigger delay.
Huh.
Maybe somebody just paused the game at one point without realizing it, or somehow got slightly behind in the game. And you know,
at a bar
or something like that, and that's what I was hearing. But
why do you think people in the bar would...
You'd think that someone just told me. Yeah.
Right.
But if you're talking like two minutes, then maybe they don't get that information fast enough. I was just like, that's a substantial delay. I've heard those little delays before.
Sure.
When you're watching playoff sports and the neighborhood will start cheering. Sometimes they might cheer before me. I don't know. But it's usually the other way around. But I don't know what inning it was. At some point, it was fairly early in the game, but it was after the Royals got those runs. I had promised that I would take the dogs for a walk. Well, I can watch the game on my phone, right? Because it's on Max, so I can just stream it. So I took the dogs out. I have never seen my neighborhood so dead. I did not see another person
walking.
I did not see cars on the road. I saw one car, it's the same route that I always take, pull up to the ice cream place, Betty Ray's, right? And I was like, oh, there's some people.
They just put one of those by my house somewhere.
Did they?
Yeah.
And the couple that got out were, you know, I'm not making fun of them, it's just they were like from central casting looking for goth 20-year-olds.
Right,
there was
a
couple, and she had long, dyed black hair, and he had black hair with the piercings and everything. Those are the only people I saw, and I was like, okay, that's it. Right. Everyone's watching either the Chiefs or the Royals.
Yeah. Well, it was a great night for Kansas City.
It was awesome.
It was great,
awesome.
Just to be in the national spotlight.
The one thing I did kind of want to know, and then, of course, I got my answer. I wanted to know how Hunt was doing. I was curious what kind of a night he would have, and... you know, because we got to see him a little bit, but I thought, well, this could be the game. See, you know, how much they use him, and who knows what the Chiefs' plan of attack is. But you got to think that they're probably going to be trying to run the ball quite a bit. And so, before I could even ask my brother, I got a message that said, "Man, you know, Hunt looks amazing. Yeah. Like he never missed a step." And then that's all I see people talking about today. I taped the game, the football game, but then when it was over, when everything was said and done, I thought I can watch the highlights. Yeah. Of the whole game,
I had no
on
reason
YouTube,
to like,
so
you know.
And I did. I just didn't think I needed to go back and rewatch the game.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
at that point,
know.
If it, you know, sometimes I'll do that. But I knew what was going on, and I'm just, you know, I was excited about the Royals.
Yeah.
So, and I know you were too, because you and I were talking about it.
Yeah.
And
that's a great game to watch.
That's because now
and the Tigers,
coming back to Kansas City.
Did you see that story?
That's what scares
about
me.
The Tigers was. Man, I have to look up his name. But I just thought this was one of the, just a really kind of cool story. With the 2020 minor league season canceled because of COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kerry Carpenter took a part-time job at Dick's Sporting Goods. And then his quote was, "I probably wasn't the best worker there." The former 562nd overall pick hit the 3-run home run in the bottom of the ninth off the best closer in baseball.
Yeah.
That, like, man.
That's what I'm talking about it on TV.
That's,
like,
you know,
okay,
like.
That's a
that's
movie.
Baseball, though, right? Like, that's baseball. You know, you don't really get those, you know, Kurt Warner, I guess, you know. But you really don't get those stories in football. In baseball, you get them. You know, like. You know, Joe Flacco, I guess, sitting on his couch. So it does happen, but man, like, what? That guy was
pretty rare.
4 years ago, that dude was working at Dick's.
Right.
Telling kids what baseball bat to get.
And it's like, also with baseball, it's so hard to say who's the star. I mean, obviously, there are MVPs and those types of things. But look at where we're at right now.
Right.
You know? So, and like, then Salvi hitting that home run, because it's almost like, in my mind, I'm thinking Salvi has been here before.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a great team leader. But what better way to lead the team than to show them, hey, we can hit off this guy.
Right, exactly.
We can do this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's not get in our heads too much.
Those playoff experience matters. I mean, when you look at it about the guys who have been stepping up, you know.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham's played like 40 playoff games.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right.
He's not, the moment's not too big for him.
Right. Yeah.
He's been there before, you know.
It was
Salvi, you know, a bunch of playoff games. Those guys got it, you know.
Yeah. And I know, I think maybe I don't know if we talked about this.
Just exciting.
I know we talked about it. Salvi probably doesn't have the stats. Definitely doesn't have the stats.
Yeah, but
George
Brett
does.
Underrated.
But he's just such an all-time great.
I think Salvi's the best player the Royals have ever had.
He's just so great.
And I know people say George Brett in the stands.
George Brett is awesome. George Brett has an aura. I mean, someone was talking about that the other day. They said when you're in a room and George Brett is there, there's like a presence. And I agree.
Yeah.
He is a local, you know, hero.
Right.
And an amazing athlete.
Like, and I don't, you know what, I'm not old enough to know. Like, I was old enough to see George Brett, but wasn't old enough to see him like I see Salvi. And I just see Salvi the way...
That's me.
He works with pitchers, the way he controls the game, the way he stuck his tongue back out last night. Like, we won't be intimidated by you guys.
Exactly.
The way, you know...
Not to say that George Brett couldn't have done the same thing in that moment, because he was great in the playoffs.
Of course, and hit home runs and stuff. But
Salvi being that team captain, all those things, for my generation, this is the first time I really get to experience
it. And catchers get underrated. Like, he's not going to hit for the average that George Brett did.
Right.
But George Brett didn't call a game.
Right.
Salvi calls the game.
Him calling for, you know, that was pretty cool seeing that last night.
Like, hey, get a guy warmed up.
Somebody warmed up. And
let's
said after the game, they were asking, what's his name? The old Giants manager. He's on TBS. He does the post game. Anyway, they were asking him, like, you know, would you have let your catcher do that? And he's like, no. No. He's like, I mean, maybe. He's like, I might have trusted them, you know, their opinion a little bit, but I never trusted anyone like that, you know?
Right.
And I thought, well, that makes sense. If it was going to be somebody,
right,
there would be somebody like Salvi.
Yeah, he's
of course.
The
guy that says, get
he's
going
to be a wonderful manager.
You think?
Whenever he's done, he's going to be great.
He's
going to be great. Just
awesome.
And that's why I say he's the best Royal ever. Like, the way he plays the game, the way he understands it, the way he can get people motivated, just everything about him. Like, I mean, he's just great.
Well, and I hope.
And I know people argue. And by the way, that's a debate to be had. Like, there's no way that I say I'm right. And if you say George Brett was the best, then I'm wrong. Like, I'm probably in the minority to think that. It's just my opinion.
No, but what you're saying is there is a case to be made for why
absolutely.
I believe this, and it's not crazy to say
exactly.
it. And that's what I was trying to tell
exactly.
my brother last night. I said, no.
Right.
I'm just saying, if someone says that, it's not crazy.
It's the most important position on the field.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, me Jack too.
Can see, now is... Just got to find those tickets so somebody can help us out.
Chacho's got a game Wednesday.
Okay.
So I need to try to get to that Thursday game.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'll take the Wednesday game, you know, however this works. You know, I know people probably want us to use their tickets, and there's going to be a line forming, but, you know, I promise we'll use somebody's tickets if you offer them
up. I need 3 tickets for Thursday.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
What's going on?
Well, nothing. So, now what? We're just not allowed to talk about the Royals anymore or the Chiefs anymore?
Yeah, we can.
Because we talked about sports yesterday.
Sure.
I mean, the Royals are in the playoffs. Yesterday...
how about me, guys? Watching
I know
games,
that Snow Cone was watching the baseball game. Like, actively watching it.
I actually started to kind of favor it more, to be honest.
Did you?
Yeah.
And why?
Playoff baseball is great.
What do you think that was?
Well,
like, you just...
I kind of turned it on. I was watching the Chiefs game, and then I figured out that little split screen thing because I was trying to flip back to the
Royals. To be honest with you, I've been using that thing for a couple years now. I'm so shocked that. I mean, I'm glad they did, but I on all of my social media and from you and other people, like, this split screen is great.
It's clutch,
I'm like,
man. It's clutch.
How have you guys been living your life?
Right.
Right. Without
up until this point. Like, when it came out the first time, I was like, do you want to watch 4 football games at once?
I was going to ask, they do 3 and 4 split screens?
Yeah, so they'll do 4 college football games.
Okay.
The only problem is you can't pick them.
Okay.
But it'll give you like 7 different options of these 4 different games.
Right. So I was on your YouTube TV up here, and I went to go back to the guide to see where the Royals game was at, and it had that little split screen. Do you want to watch the Royals and the Chiefs? I put that on. And man, yeah, it's clutch.
That's
but
cool.
I turned it on. And it was like in the 4th.
Right.
And so like a play later, Salvi hits the home run and they start. And so it was exciting. So
you
I started.
I had a buddy of mine who sent me a picture like double stressed of 2 TVs in his living room. And I am that guy. I just took a picture of the split screen and sent it back to him.
Right.
And it's cool.
Hey,
you
all to do it.
You control which one you want the volume to be on. You can move back and forth. That was cool.
I watched all. I didn't miss a second of the Royals game. But what's cool about that split screen is you pull it up. You don't have to change the volume. You can turn over for a second and then just go back to the Royals. Boom.
Yeah.
And you don't miss anything. So, like, I don't switch back and forth. But when you go click back onto the Royals for the full screen, if you hit the back button, it automatically goes to the 2 split screen.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to pick
it every time. That's right. I forgot I used YouTube TV at Thanksgiving last year. And, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's nice. I think cable companies or somebody, maybe it was TV manufacturers. That was a big deal.
Yeah,
in the early 2000s, you know, picture in picture. Might have even been the 90s. I don't remember. I think it was probably the 2000s. But still, even with it being technology has been around that long, I've never owned anything that allow or had a service that allows me to do it.
Right.
So I always pull out the tablet. And I'll pull up, you know, I need to pull up streaming, and then that's that. And I don't know, was the sound for the Chiefs game, was that only for people who were watching over the air, or were people watching on cable?
It was not watching ESPN.
Okay.
It was that they're watching the local channel.
Right.
It was the doubled up audio. ESPN had the regular.
I was surprised.
They fixed it like at halftime.
It took a while. Because my brother said something about how the sound is messed up, and I'll be honest, he had just texted me earlier in the day and said that he had gotten his new digital tuner for his TV because his TV's messed up and he's going to have to watch the game over the air. Okay. So then he tells me, well, the football game audio is messed up. And I thought, well, he just got this tuner. Maybe it's his TV. He's like, it's giving me a headache. There's this horrible echo.
Right.
And I was like, well, he just said that the remote control was also controlling his soundbar. You know, maybe that's it. So when I checked in on the football game, I will admit, it was pretty late. It took me a while to tune in. And the sound was still doing it. I texted him. I was like, has it been doing it this whole time? And he goes, yeah. He goes, sometimes the audio will go away.
I can't fix it.
And every time it goes away, you think they're going to fix it. And then it comes back, and it's still bad.
I didn't hear
it. But apparently
it,
so they fixed it shortly after that.
I didn't, okay.
It was pretty bad. I mean,
for a long time.
I was like, it's bad enough that if I were watching the game,
annoying.
I would have muted it and had the radio on.
It was like a
half-second
echo.
Yeah, okay. And you're hearing the...
It was like echo.
It's tough, but you can watch a game with no sound. That's, you know, Brooke was like, well, can't,
or
what,
turn
you
on
have 96.5
The Fan.
That's what I was saying. You can turn on... That's what I would have done, is turn on the radio and mute the TV. But I need something.
Which was Buck and Troy Aikman. You might as well listen to Mitch Holtis anyways.
I know. I think Laszlo likes Aikman, don't you?
I know. You guys like him. I hate him.
I don't like him at all.
That there's ever been... I'm being like an announcer. I don't like Bob Costas.
Which is so weird.
Really?
I got excited about Bob Costas covering the Royals.
Oh, man, it felt so good hearing him.
I know. When they said on Saturday, I saw that he was doing the game on Saturday, and I said something to the group chat, and Nick was like, yeah, we get him for the whole series. It's amazing. And Laz was like, yeah, I'm not a fan. I was like, oh, that's right. He doesn't like Costas.
I haven't read him in so long, and it felt good.
I've read his book.
Uh-huh.
I don't dislike him as a person. And I like his stats that he gives out. I think they're cool. But he just seems like that guy that's like, hey. And like I said in our group chat, like in the Vince McMahon stuff and everything, like I said the F word. I'm edgy.
Yeah.
He just he comes just so stodgy and appropriate for everything. Like he sounds like one of those sports guys. And you can hear him on the radio if you listen, and you know the difference. The guys who do sports talk, he sounds like the guy who always shows up in a sport coat. That's what he sounds like to me.
To me, it's like him and Al Michaels are the top of the top.
Al Michaels says F you all the time. Like, Al Michaels,
I'm not saying
Al
the same
Michaels
person,
is a beer.
I just think they're
the
creme de la creme.
I know, but Al Michaels is a beer drinker. He's I just feel more comfortable.
More of
I want to have a drink.
Blue collar guy.
I know some people... I'll vote for president this way.
Yeah.
I want to have a drink with Al Michaels. I do not want to hang out with Bob Costas and have him just be condescending to my baseball knowledge the entire time.
Okay, if we're saying who would you ever drink with, Al Michaels?
Of course.
Sure. But I mean, come on. That's we're talking. I'm still. It's like the two greats. It's them. I know some people think it's Joe Buck. I don't think a lot of people in Kansas City think it's Joe Buck because of the Royals. The Royals fans got mad at him because
he said Madison Bumgarner was great.
He's just
there was
brick.
That, but
he
then
was
also there was also the stuff where he said, "Who was it? It wasn't Randy Moss. Who did the mooning on the end zone?" He's like. You know, Joe Buck's calling me. He's like, "I'm so sorry that you had to see that, ladies and gentlemen."
I feel like Bob Costas would do the same thing.
Well, right. Joe Buck did that.
Right.
So,
actually did that.
Yeah, and that was kind of bad. But I don't hate Joe Buck the way that a lot of, I think, Royals fans do.
Right.
They got really annoyed with him. Especially, I mean, looking back, now that you have Mahomes on your team, you have one of these people on you have the guy on your team. And I heard Aikman say it last night. He's like, I know people get sick of all of us, anyone who calls these games, talking about Mahomes. And they're like, guys, please just quit talking
about
Mahomes.
Exactly right. Lexus Terry just nailed it. Bob Costas is the Tom Hanks.
I know. That's what I thought immediately is that
if he was at the table and all the guys you like, DiCaprio and Scorsese and Pacino and De Niro, they're all laughing at a joke, and then they cut to Tom Hanks, he's like, well, I don't think that's appropriate. Same thing. Al Michaels, Collinsworth, all those guys are over at the bar having a drink, laughing, and they cut to Costas. He's like, guys, I don't know if we should be acting like this.
I think it's
Joe Buck.
That's
him and Joe Buck are in a corner together like, guys, come on now. We're professionals.
I think Costas is at the legend table, right?
That's what I think. I just think he's as...
Well, yeah, I'm not saying he's not a legend. I don't like him. I think Tom Hanks is a legend, too. I'm not... saying he's a bad actor, I just don't like him.
It's look, I haven't read his
books. Tom Hanks wasn't at the De Niro table, and there's a reason why.
I haven't read...
Because they were like, beat it.
I haven't read...
Beat it, dork.
I haven't read Bob Costas' books, so he probably has more than one. I wouldn't be surprised. Or his book, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know as much about him as you. To me, it's when I hear his voice, I know this is the big time. And I know Joe Buck is supposed to evoke that same sort of feeling. Joe Buck, I don't... It's just on a different level. Yes, I know if I hear Buck's voice, this must be... this is their A team or whatever. Right, this is this is something that they care about. This isn't a throwaway game or a throwaway event. But Costas just sounds, and maybe it's my age too. Maybe he was already big enough by the time I was a kid that just like Michaels, that when I hear that voice, like if Madden were still around,
Marv Albert fan,
right? You know, mm-hmm. I think
so it's like comforting. I guess,
yeah, exactly. It just sounds
legendary. Seems condescending to me,
and that
in his tone, like man.
I guess I was just excited that the Royals got him, and because it could have been. Well, anybody. I don't know. I don't know who does the games.
Right.
So when I saw that it was Costas, and then when Nick said that they got him for the whole series, I was like, okay, that's pretty awesome. I mean,
well, I must be wrong. I mean, if you guys,
I feel like I just came for the Olympics, so when I turned it on last night.
I know. I thought he was semi-retired.
Man, I haven't heard that guy's voice in forever. And it's so good.
Well, last night my sister-in-law said, you know, why are you watching the Royals? Like, aren't you going to switch back and forth? And I said, you've got to understand. I'm in my 40s, and this is only the third time I've had an opportunity to watch the Royals in the playoffs. Like,
right.
it doesn't happen often. It hasn't happened often. Now, my older brothers and my grandpa, they
What's
got more.
What's going to happen if it's Royals Tigers to go to the World
Series? It's going
to
suck. It's going to suck because
It'll
we're
be
just
great.
Never going to hear the end of it.
What do you mean? I would expect the Royals to win.
You would?
Yeah, against the Tigers? Yeah.
I don't know. The Tigers look pretty damn good.
The
but,
Royals have much better players than the Tigers do.
Well, what do you think about Bobby?
What's his name? Hasn't had a hit yet?
Yeah, what do you think about Bobby Witt saving his good stuff for KC? That's what I think he's doing, don't you?
You think
he's actually... Look, it's just... Is it statistically all that strange for him to go this long without a hit? Or is he really, in this moment...
Well, Costa
playing,
said last night, he's like, you know, this happens in the middle of the season, no one notices.
Right.
But right now, you notice.
Yeah, that's right, he did. So, is it really that big of a deal, or... I mean, it sucks that your best player isn't being productive.
Good. You won a game.
You're winning without him, right?
Right.
That's my thing. You're able to.
For the most part, you're winning without him. You're winning without Vinny. Sal hasn't been great.
Right.
I mean, Sal did hit the home run, but I think between the three of them, that might be their only hit.
Yeah.
Is Sal's home run? Is that right? They might be 1-for-16 between the three of them.
I think Garcia had like four hits yesterday or something like that. And
he is my
Massey
favorite.
Has been really good in the
Garcia's
playoffs
my favorite
game.
Royal.
So, yeah, it's nice to know that even that game they lost on Saturday, that they're able to score runs.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hold down Bobby for...
But you can't, exactly. That's one thing. All right, so it's
plus
been,
also, you know, people like always struggling. You know, baseball, yeah, okay. So they pitched him well, and he hasn't got a hit. He also made great double plays, great plays in the field. Like, he's helped the team win.
Yeah, no, you know? Exactly.
He single-handedly beat the Orioles.
Right.
Like, slow down.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, what's wrong about it? It's two games, and he single-handedly beat the Royals.
Orioles.
Or the Orioles.
Yeah.
Single-handedly beat them and played great defense so far. Like, he'll be okay.
Yeah.
Relax.
Last night's game, though, was when I started to think, you know, the Royals might be able to pull this
it's
off.
It's just so funny. Just fans in general. Like, well, what's wrong about like, he literally single-handedly beat the Orioles.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
That's what my thing is, that these announcers make
my fear is that, and I don't think he will because he's a pro and he's so good. You fear in baseball, you start pressing a little bit.
Well, so that's what I'm asking.
He's going for 0 for something, and then you're like, man, I got to get a hit. But I just don't think that's going to happen to him because I just think he's so good.
I felt like maybe that's what they were saying yesterday in those last couple of at-bats because he kind of chased that same pitch a couple times. And you go, all right, is he in his head a little too much?
Yeah.
Is that really a concern? Like, the guy's amazing. And, of course, you know, then Judge gets a hit first because both of them had been basically shut out for this series. So
well, Judge got on base a couple times, scored a run.
Yeah.
He's been better than Bobby.
Well, he's gotten those walks, and then last night he got a hit, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he walked the other day, I think he scored a run, so...
He did, yeah. So,
you know, he's been better, but...
But
I mean, neither one of them have been, you know, like, hey, we're the greatest... These are the two MVPs.
Sure.
You're like, okay.
You wouldn't think that just from watching this series. Mm-hmm. But
I think you will before it's all over.
And last night I thought, you know, the Royals they might be able to beat the Yankees. I know you already thought that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, let's. I hope it's fun. I hope they keep it competitive. And
I think they throw Seth Lugo tomorrow. He can win. He's maybe the best pitcher in baseball right now.
Okay.
He can win. Then you got Walker coming back. He pitched good.
Yeah.
And then you got Cole Reagans. Those are your last three.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
I think the Royals win it.
Boy, it's exciting.
And then I think I think they beat whoever they play. I'm being honest, like
okay,
right now.
Well, let's not.
I think they beat the Tigers or the Guardians. Now I think when they get into the World Series, they got and
well,
if they
you're gonna have to play
the Padres or the Dodgers or the Phillies, the Mets. Like those teams are pretty good. But
if you can win a pennant.
I mean, once you get on the World Series, you still got those pitchers. Like, you still got a chance. I think the Royals still got a chance. I really do.
I hate that we have to wait till tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. All right, we're doing the news.
Good.
So, this hurricane, Milton. I know we don't live down there, but
Milton.
It is probably the biggest story because in the last couple days they've been acting like this hurricane was going to be the storm of the century.
Yeah.
Lazo just showed me something where the guy says, it's weakening and
it's going to wobble.
In fact, it's a wobble.
It happens a lot. They always talk about it like it wobbles. I don't really know what that means. Like, how does it really wobble? But, and then it's going to get bigger. But not bigger, like stronger, like you think. Like it'll widen out. When it widens out, that makes it weaker too.
Okay. Well, they just keep talking about this thing that I'm looking at.
They always want them to widen out, man.
A half an hour ago,
get wide is what my dad used to say.
They say the surge will not be anyway. They said just because the storm is showing signs of weakening a little bit does not mean
storm surge
that
is a bit.
The surge
well,
won't
that's fine.
Still be
that's
terrible.
Okay. You know, storm surge.
And they said it will be a monumental storm, but you know, like you said, this is from like
not
the Tallahassee
if, not if this
Democrat
guy's right.
Or something. Like, you
the
know,
guy on the weather channel said it'd be a 3. That's not even it's not monumental at all.
That's what they had last week or whenever that was, however long ago it's been now. I thought I heard someone saying there's another one behind it. But anyhow, one of the things that they're dealing with down there is because they just had that Hurricane Helene a couple weeks ago, they haven't been able to pick up the debris. They haven't had time to. So they've had crews down there, including the feds, working 24-hour shifts trying to get this stuff off the road because you've got piles that just line all of these roads of, you know, lumber, anything you can think of laying there. And they say when this storm hits, this stuff becomes projectiles and it becomes extremely lethal. So that's one of the
issues. Florida is racing to remove truckloads of debris and the clock is running out.
That's a 24/7 round the clock mission. We need as much of this debris picked up as possible. This creates a safety hazard.
Across Florida's Gulf Coast, streets and sidewalks are littered with parts of destroyed homes, splintered lumber, heavy pieces of furniture, and household items after Hurricane Helene gutted the region less than 2 weeks ago.
So what do people do? We talked a little bit a couple weeks ago when Helene hit about this insurance, the flood insurance thing, because it was making national news. So many homes were flooded in the South. So many areas were flooded. But like in Florida, you can buy flood insurance, but it's so expensive that essentially nobody does. That's what I've read. They make it incredibly expensive because they know your place is going to flood, so they just make it one of those things that you don't buy. You might as well just keep buying houses at this point. I don't know how expensive it is, but I have read that a lot of people don't have it. Maybe even most of them don't have flood insurance, depending on where you live. I'm sure it's easier to get or cheaper to get maybe in Orlando, something like that. But if, especially if you live on a canal, I could see that being a difficult thing, or living right on the water. So what do? If you live on a canal and you can't get, or on the water, and you can't get flood insurance, how often does your home flood if you live on the Gulf Coast? If you live in South Florida, your home is flooding, like, what, does it just flood once a year at this point? Is that sort of what you're at? You figure water's going to get in the house maybe once a year with all these storms? I don't know if that's where we're at or not, but when you got this many hurricanes, you've had two now, and I swear they said they thought that there was another one that could be following.
That storm surge has got to get up pretty high. I mean, most people don't have basements.
Right. No,
I mean, my parents lived there, and I lived there for, I don't know, a majority of my life. We never got water in our house.
But these houses that are along canals, those are the ones that those are the ones that especially have a hard time getting flood insurance.
You may not be able to get it, but I just, you know, for as many times we live right down the street from where your house is.
Right.
Right on that canal. Lived there for 30 years. Water never went into our house.
So they're making it sound like this storm.
Like some pumps set up on those things, and you know.
But where does it go if it's all?
Like it runs back out into the water, into the Gulf.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that's what it does.
It seems stressful to me. I don't know. I don't even like to say something. I've never had to make any type of a claim with the homeowners insurance. Have you?
Well, no, because I know they're not going to pay it.
Well, that's part of it. We may not even have it.
You're not on the first floor, are you?
What, in Florida?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a house. We talked about this yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never lived on the first floor. We'd never do that. That's stupid.
Well, it's all houses down there. I mean, it's old neighborhoods of houses right there. So
yeah, we lived in one of those condos, and we lived on the second floor.
Yeah. Yeah, these are all houses. So yeah. That's why I'm asking, how often do these places flood? I know it flooded last year when the
house did?
Yeah, whenever part of it did. Whenever the, I don't know what the one was last year that messed up Fort Myers, but. And I don't know, they every year it seems like they're saying, oh, well, this isn't normal. Hurricane season has gotten so much worse because of weather change and all things. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think there's more of them.
It feels like there is.
I think there's more of them for sure.
Or maybe just because now I suddenly feel like I have a stake in it because we're trying to find a way to retire to Florida. That's like a thing that I never thought as a kid.
That crying meteorologist at any point said that. He's like, look, the water's a lot warmer than it used to be. We all know why. We all know what it is.
But he's crying. I don't. The guy who's.
But that
crying.
Is like, I've heard that since I was a kid. As the Gulf of Mexico warms up, I don't know. They don't necessarily say that it causes more hurricanes.
It causes them to be stronger.
It causes
though.
Them to be stronger, which makes us take notice.
Yeah.
So, you know, like 1, 2, 3 degrees can be a big deal.
Because
I do remember going swimming when I was a real little kid. And this is just anecdotal, and maybe I'm completely wrong, of getting in the Gulf of Mexico and being like, oh, it's cold.
Yeah.
That didn't happen now.
Yeah. No.
It doesn't. Like, you don't get in the Gulf of Mexico and like, oh, it's cold. You're like, oh, look, it's nice. Bath water.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know how, you know, like, again, that could just be my perception, whether I was a kid and whatnot. But
I'm sure you could find that snow cone, some sort of a stat that looks at the last 30 or 40 years, hell, even 50 years, of hurricanes. Just look at Florida.
I'm
look at South Florida.
When,
look at the Gulf side and
Alligator
see.
Alley. When that floods, and then all of a sudden you got alligators running down the street in Cape Coral. You don't want that, man.
You're not scared of alligators. I thought,
man, you don't want to go out to. I do not like alligators.
Well, you don't want alligators.
They're goddamn
if you're
dinosaurs,
swimming.
And they figured out how to survive, and they kill people.
I think they learn to survive by staying away from us.
They have their own thing called the alligator death roll.
Yeah.
Like, and then we try to teach that to each other. Like, it's an alligator.
What, for like cage fighting?
Right, and tackle football.
Oh, the death roll. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
And they outlawed it. Basically, because it would hurt people too much.
Yeah,
the NFL was like, hey, that. We'll call it the drop hip tackle, but it's really the alligator death roll. And we're going to go ahead and just say that's illegal because people are blowing out. Like, an alligator is a bad thing. It is a tough son of a bitch.
It's bad if
it's
flooded.
Look, I'm the guy who says I can fight an elephant and a wolf. I'm telling you, you don't want to fight an alligator.
I'm not saying I want to fight it. I'm just saying that.
And what you don't want to do is go out to the car and
have
one underneath
me.
It.
No, okay. Well.
Temperature of Gulf of Mexico is raised 2 degrees over a 50-year period, which they say is warming twice as fast as the other oceans.
Oh, as other oceans?
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other thing that I don't understand. Like,
warming
why
twice
specifically
as fast
that?
As global oceans.
I wonder why that is. But if you could, I'm curious smaller? What the number of hurricanes, like, you know, damage. Of course, that's also a hard thing because you go, well, how many people live there? How, you know, you've got more houses and there's more things to be destroyed. But I'm sure that they could say, here's how many storms that reached this level where they were averaging annually during hurricane season 30 years ago as opposed to now. It does feel like we hear about it more. When I was a kid, I remember Hurricane Andrew. That's the one that I remember. Until Katrina hit Louisiana, Hurricane Andrew was the one storm that I, for some reason, memorized because it was such big news.
And it was such a big city.
Yeah, that's not, a huge like, part
I mean,
of
I
it.
Mean, because when you see the picture, I mean, you see the picture of Hugo, yeah, it's death and destruction, but it all looks like beach. It's Charleston.
Right, right.
When you looked at Andrew, it was Miami. It was like,
deal.
Whoa, this is a downtown, this is a big city, and big buildings knocked over. Like, and then the pictures that night, I remember, of the rain and the wind.
It was
like,
crazy.
Moving huge buildings. When you look at it and it's Galveston,
right.
You're like, well, okay.
There's not as much to see.
And all the houses are on still. It's like, what are you guys thinking? It gets windy.
I know.
Right? It's not like, hey, this is the H&R Block building, and it just crumbled. It's not. It just doesn't give you the same visual.
Yeah, that's a bigger deal. When I see those houses on stilts, like in the panhandle down there and stuff, I think, you built this to be destroyed and rebuilt. It almost looks like a treehouse. You're like, well, we'll see how long this lasts, and then you know, maybe we'll make it a whole year without this thing being destroyed. I don't know how any of that works.
John About Town says the Gulf warms faster because of spring break piss.
Yeah, maybe.
That's probably pretty accurate, actually.
I'm sure there's also probably a stat for that, Snowcone. You can look it up. Speaking of hurricanes and Helene and all that, there's this big thing going on with FEMA. And I didn't know about this, but conspiracy theories, because we don't live in a hurricane area, so we're not here bitching about FEMA right now on Facebook. But
I am
people in the South are, and they're saying
I like
that
to spend my time.
FEMA isn't spending money fixing all the damage from Helene because they spent all their money on housing migrants.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a thing that's been talked about on the campaign trail. Trump says that Harris is... We spent all of her money for FEMA on housing migrants. The head of FEMA finally went on TV and said, like, look, this is not true. I don't know that anybody cares if it's true.
Well,
I'm sure the woman from FEMA going on TV was like, this is not true.
Every Republican voted against it.
Well, I know that's what they say. I'm saying, like, it doesn't matter. That stuff doesn't matter. You can look back and say, this person voted against this, this person voted against this, this money went here, there's no evidence that this money went there.
Right.
You can say
also,
now whatever you
like,
want to say.
Well, you're like, oh, FEMA's crooked and spending money on the wrong stuff. Well, let me tell you who came out and said they're not.
Right.
The head of FEMA.
Right.
I'm like, hey.
Exactly. Look who's on CNN saying,
Tony
look,
Soprano
this isn't
said,
true.
You know, like, people said he was in the mafia. He came on saying sanitation.
He said mafia isn't real.
Soprano came out and gave a press conference himself.
Yeah.
So, it's just, look, I'm like, I just take it.
What good does this do? Now, the news
does
job,
no good.
The media's job is supposed to be, hey, we looked into it. But when they look into it, they just say, they told us none of the money was diverted.
But it's just categorically false. And I can assure you that no funding has been taken from the disaster relief funds.
In the last 2 years, FEMA has distributed more than $1 billion in taxpayer money to shelter migrants in cities across the U.S. But the White House and FEMA both say that's a separate government program, not for disaster relief.
Oh, the White House
adding,
and FEMA,
no
sorry.
There's no evidence funds have been diverted.
They both say that the money hasn't been diverted. So, yeah, then that should settle that, right? Because this is 1989, and that's how the world works.
Right.
Also, $1 billion, I think, I don't know what you get with the $1 billion wherever they were spending on those migrants, but I think if you were doing Laszlo's plan in Kansas, $1 billion would build you quite a few homes.
Yeah.
We could get you quite a few homes out there in Kansas, and you'd have permanent residence set up. And I don't know, you know, we can work out the other details about it. Might be jobs that need to be done. But you wanted to build these neighborhoods in Kansas and just it puts people back to work and it takes care of the unhoused or the homelessness problem. Well, why not the migrant problem, too? Just solve all these problems. Spend $1 billion in Kansas. I think you'd have enough homes for everyone.
You know, and if you don't want to stop there, you can be like, I'm not going to that city.
Right.
This sucks.
Yeah. And if you might even live there and be like, I don't like it here. But, well, that's America. Then you're going to try and work hard and get out of
this. Try to get out of that place.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
But until then, that's where you got to go.
That's it.
It's called independence.
Okay, stop.
Enjoy.
Stop.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock. Is that The Rock in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
Whoa.
Yo.
Yo. All right. We're going to finish doing the news here coming up.
Mm-hmm.
remember that suicide capsule thing, the Tesla of suicides?
Yeah,
yeah, I got an update about that. Also, the NFL, the players' union, they've got a complaint. They got something they'd like to put an end to. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm curious what, though.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. And also, people getting offended because, well, two things. People getting offended at something Aikman said last night during the Chiefs game. I'm sure you saw that, or maybe not. And then also, people getting offended because of, you know, movies and things that they don't want their kids to watch. I go on Rotten Tomatoes sometimes, and I'll read the, I'll take a look at the user reviews. And you got the critics who actually write something, and then the users who have the thing. I'm shocked how many times you see someone, and it's always a woman. I'm sorry, but it's always a woman's name, at least. And it says, I couldn't believe how many times they use the F word in this. I'm like, you're still doing this?
Right.
In 2024, you're still doing this. I counted this many times in the last half hour. It was totally gratuitous. That the movie is supposed to be gratuitous. It's amazing to me. But apparently,
you should write your own movie.
Right. You really
without
should.
Without any F-words in it. You
I guess that's popular now.
Is that gratuitous?
Pretty gratuitous.
I guess they say Christian movies are making a comeback. Christian family movies. I haven't seen any of these. I must not advertise them to me. But yeah, I'd like to go check out some of these wholesome movies.
Kirk Cameron.
I don't know who's in these movies, but there was a big article that they're talking about how much money they're making on these Christian movies. I don't know what they are, but they must be out there.
I'm sure there's a market for them.
Yeah, they said that they're killing it. There's like new studios that are popping up, and they're pumping more money into these studios and movies because we're heathens. They don't advertise them, so we don't even hear about them.
Of course.
But there's probably one out in theaters right now that people know about. And they're like, oh, yeah, my...
They might not go to theaters. They might just go direct.
A lot of them are going to theaters, I'm telling you, it's amazing that we are so oblivious to this, because...
Well, maybe we've gone and seen them and not even known.
Well, that could be. But I think it's with all this smart advertising...
That hidden God trick they do.
I think they know not to advertise
that. I've watched a couple of God movies on Amazon, you know.
Yeah, that's...
Like on accident?
Yeah, like I thought they were Kurt baseball Warner story. Movies. No, I thought they were baseball. But the Kurt Warner story was, oddly enough, not that religious.
It was basically
like
this.
Basically,
it
just took like a, like there's a 3-minute time frame where he was like, my wife, she was super religious and he met her, but he wasn't. And then that's basically it. Because I thought it was going to be all of that.
I thought it was a
but
God
I have
movie.
Watched baseball movies where they're like, and then you get towards the end, like, and then he prayed to God. And you're like,
I remember watching that.
Oh, man, this is a Christian film.
Chacho looked at me and he goes, they fooled us. I'm like, they did. We thought it was baseball, man.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! Well, we're finishing the news, my man. Look, I will admit, I have not watched the Menendez show, Monster, and I've not watched the new documentary that Netflix put out. This is because...
You had sex with a girl named Monster, and it brings back bad memories.
Well, there's that aspect.
Right.
Also, Peacock had a Menendez Brothers documentary like a year ago, and we watched that because we'll watch anything that's out. So we end up watching a Peacock documentary. So now we're missing the one that everyone's actually talking about because we're like, all right, enough with the Menendez brothers. But there's this big push to get them out, and the prosecutor has talked about how they are now looking at evidence. Maybe they have done enough time. Maybe their trial wasn't fair. We know now that there were letters that were sent between family members talking about the abuse that they... say that they suffered under their father. Those things were not allowed in court. So there is some talk about the prosecutor saying, hey, you know, we're just looking at what we're getting. And it's, of course, all, it looks like it's all being motivated by these Netflix shows, the show and the documentary. Kim Kardashian went to visit them a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling that a lot of women have been watching this. And I don't know, I'm not saying it's all women. It just seems like, you know, a lot of people are watching this, and just because I haven't been watching it doesn't mean that people aren't talking about it, because I see that it's everywhere. And now with this documentary, there is family members in it talking about, they had told me that they were being abused. One is a cousin, one is the aunt, their mom's sister. So there seems to be this push from at least the people who've watched these shows saying, hey, even if you think that they needed to be in prison, they've done enough time, maybe they're not psychopaths, maybe they really were being abused and they didn't know how to get out of it.
Family members of Eric and Lyle Menendez speaking out.
He was afraid that his dad was going to do so that night.
their cousin Diane Vandermolen saying Lyle confided in her.
I just felt like, well, nobody else is doing anything. I must have been wrong. Then Lyle and Eric killing their parents made me wonder again, you know, maybe I wasn't wrong then.
She says she tried to tell the boy's mother, Kitty, who didn't believe her. Kitty's own sister, shocked by the allegations.
The fact that they didn't just have a dad that was doing this, but a mother that knew about it and didn't help them, I don't understand how she didn't protect him.
Okay, Laszlo, you and I are old enough to remember when this was going on, when it was the biggest story in the country, the biggest crime story in the country,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
And there was no talk at the time.
Their parents, that was a big deal.
Yeah, and they brutally.
It happens all the time.
Right.
Old hat nowadays.
Yeah. But there was no talk about these kids were abused and this is why they did it. That stuff didn't come out till later. And so because most of us didn't hear about that stuff until later, you thought, this seems like kind of a, you know, last-ditch effort to try and garner some sympathy.
It always
or
feels
something.
Like that anyway.
But now you find out, oh, there were these letters.
You know, whether we're here or whatever, it's like, oh, it just feels like that. If you were going to set up a defense for killing your parents, it would have to be they abused you.
Yeah.
I'm a lawyer, you know.
Yeah. It helps.
Well, I'm like, well, why'd you do it? And I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like, I know why you did.
Yeah.
This is the only way you're going to get out of jail, maybe.
Right.
So let's start talking that. That's why we tend to shrug that off a little bit. I'm not saying we should, but we just think, well, what?
Well, and because we didn't hear it till later, at least most of us. It just wasn't talked about until, you know, they get up there on the stand and they start crying and you're like, oh, okay, now they're talking about being abused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, this wasn't something, if they were really being abused and this is why they did it, wouldn't we have heard it from their lawyers already? Like, this seems like they put this together, like you say. Lawyers say they need a defense. But then to find out that a lot of stuff wasn't allowed in trial and these letters were sent to, and family members knew about this. I'll tell you, of all of it, I've only seen clips, but Javier Bardem, he looks exactly like their dad in that Netflix thing. I mean, it's uncanny. He looks exactly like him. But, you know, it's not just the brothers that say they were abused. There was a member of that band that he managed, Menudo, right? What was that band called?
Menudo?
That's it, right? The boy group?
Okay.
Am I saying that? Yeah, it was Menudo. Right?
I didn't know that he managed them.
Yeah, that's what he did. He like worked in the music industry and managed the artists.
Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
Ricky Martin?
Yes, and I think that group had a lot of members that came and went. It was one of those type of groups. I'm not positive. But anyway, one of the members of that group has said that their dad also abused him. So they're not the only ones that are saying this happened. You've got this other guy who says, no, it happened to me as well. And for people who've watched the Netflix show and the documentary, I know you're screaming right now. There's so much more. I'm sorry. I haven't watched it yet. I will watch it. But I know people are talking about it. I know it's a big deal if you get the prosecutor involved saying, all right, we're looking at this stuff. Maybe we'll let them out. That's like when someone does a podcast and they strike gold. Some sort of a true crime podcast, like that one in Georgia 10 years ago, where it had been a cold case for almost 20 years or however long it had been. And you get the podcast going, and next thing you know, the cops are suddenly reinvestigating. And then next thing you know, they've made arrests, you know, something they hadn't done in years and years. Feels similar with this Menendez thing when you've got people who could actually help free these guys saying, you know, we're not close to the idea. We are looking into it. So I mentioned the NFL earlier, the players' union, which, hey, can you look up Snowcone? I think, was there a new players' union? You know, they do those surveys where it's like the anonymous surveys. Right. I saw the other day they said that there was one, but I never saw it.
So.
Yeah, me too. So
I thought they usually do it in the off season.
I thought. So maybe they're referencing an old one, but I meant to have you check Snowcone. But anyhow, the players' union says the players are tired of reporters being in the locker room.
Oh yeah, I heard them talking about this in the nakedness.
They caught some guys naked. It's happened many times, and they say, look, you know, we're down there showering and everything.
Yeah, I don't think they should be in the locker room.
I think it seems perfectly reasonable to say, hey, we'll still talk to you.
You wait until we come out for the press conference.
Exactly. There's a room for this.
Right. And if they want to make an exception to be like, hey, if the team wants to make an exception, for whatever exception that is, but maybe the team's like, hey, if you want to get photos of us spraying champagne on each other after we win the pennant or the Super Bowl or a playoff game, then we'll allow reporters in tonight. But as a rule, unless you get a release from us inviting you into the locker room, then meet us in the press conference room. I don't understand. We've had that argument when I was a kid. It was about women in the locker room.
Oh, really?
Don't let, remember, don't let women in the locker room because guys will walk around with their out and like, you can say that.
I'm listening.
You both looked at each other like I'm not allowed to say that.
No, I'm listening.
Guys walking around with their wieners out.
Yeah.
And women being upset about it. Like, just stay out of the locker room. Why do you need that access?
Right. No, it is weird. I think we're just used to it. You're used to seeing those guys back there. But if you think about it, it makes no sense.
I'm guessing maybe the NFL wanted that. Like, for, I don't know, you know, for, to help ratings, maybe. I don't know why.
Yeah, I wonder how it started. Who the first person was to go back there. Because when you literally have these rooms that are built next to the locker room most of the time.
Yeah, for the
press.
For press,
and they're ready to come. And they're required to come talk to you. Right?
Yeah.
So
you don't have
to worry about that. They're going to come talk to you. You're not going to miss them. If they don't, they literally get in trouble.
Yeah.
So why do you need to go back there while they're showering? It's a weird, weird thing. As a kid, I remember thinking we were so terrified to take showers in junior high. It was horrible. And everybody's naked in there, and the coaches are making fun of you, and it was awful. And they stopped doing it the year after I got out of junior high. So I was the last batch. But I remember seeing those guys on TV after the games, and I thought, I guess you just get comfortable when you're an adult. And then you see the guys like in the locker room at a gym, and you're like, some of them are just standing around with their wieners hanging out. And you think, I guess you just, as you get older, you must get comfortable. I have never really gotten totally comfortable with that, with just walking around totally naked in front of people. And maybe these guys haven't either. They just haven't had a choice. They get out of the shower and there's some pimple-faced kid like me with a microphone in their face.
Do they have, and I'm just asking, but do they have guy reporters in WNBA locker rooms?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I don't know the answer to that.
Do they go into the locker rooms for every sport? Are there sports where they don't go into the locker rooms? I don't know. But the NFL says enough.
Football players and their NFLPA, the Players Association, they're trying to take media out of their locker rooms. Like, after a Super Bowl, practice days or game days.
No, it's a sports guy.
Sounds like AI, isn't it?
No, well, I do try and cut them together so they're
not just media in their space, their locker rooms anymore. Now, to be fair, they're not saying they won't talk to the media. They just want a different process. They want to do this in a different way.
No, I'd take the audio. So if it took that guy 40 seconds to say it, I want him to get it out in 20.
Right.
Get rid of the ums and ahs. So maybe that's why it sounds a little robotic. But yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
Of course. Why? Is anybody arguing?
I don't think
who's arguing it?
Well, I don't know if anyone's arguing. I'm just it's
a
big,
like
big story today.
Upset about it?
I haven't heard anyone saying that they're upset, but it does seem to be a big story today. I've seen it multiple places where they say, oh, the NFL saying they want the media out. I thought, well, maybe someone in the media is upset about it, that they're going to lose that access. I don't go to locker rooms to ask questions. So we could ask Nick. He used to do it. He used to go in the locker room and ask people if it was harder to throw the ball when it's wet.
It's got showers in it.
Yeah.
And it's where you change clothes.
Yeah.
So that just seems like a place like where, you know,
that's that.
Other people shouldn't be in. Like, you know, I don't know, a changing room, a bathroom.
Bathroom stall, like your stall.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine someone just opening the bathroom stall where you're taking a crap.
Right.
I mean, like, hey, I mean, at this point, they're really close. The lawyer that's representing like 120 or maybe more accusers of Puff Daddy has said that he's already alluded to a lot of things about
celebrities. I thought we were still talking about the locker room.
Sorry,
I was like,
no.
Wait, what?
What's this guy's name, Snowcon? I can't think of his name, but the lawyer for these guys. I keep seeing it everywhere. But he says he's already talked about how there's celebs that are involved, big celebs that we'll all know. Well, now he says that these celebrities have been hurrying to make deals with victims so that they won't be outed behind the scenes. Like, ever since this started, and especially since he got all these new accusers that he's representing, he claims that these celebrities, which we talked about yesterday, if you're a celebrity who's at one of these parties and you know 50 Cent's coming out with this documentary on Netflix, how nervous are you? Well, this lawyer literally is saying they are nervous because they're going around paying people to promise not to use their name.
Attorney Tony Busby says that he plans to sue several A-listers who allegedly helped Diddy cover up his sexual abuse, but he claimed some of the stars have already paid up in an attempt to keep their identities private. He told TMZ, quote, if you were attending one of these parties and you were there in the room or you participated or you watched it happen and didn't say anything or you helped cover it up, in my view, you have a problem. Tony says that he is planning on aggressively pursuing legal action against certain celebrities and that names will come out in due course.
So there you go. Names will come out in due course. But does that mean that
I'll scare you right now.
Does that mean the celebrities already paid the money to keep people quiet?
Well,
don't have to worry
to pay
about
people.
It? Yeah. What about the ones that he's saying have made deals?
He's saying he's
going
to give it anyway, but I'm curious, so how much have you paid out to try to
I'm not a celebrity, and I never got invited to a freak-off. You
okay.
know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you imagine if they're like, oh, we found someone.
Yeah, and it's
this guy. They just this whole case is crap.
I don't think you'll be the lead, but you'll be in the documents.
I'm not. I don't get invited
to that
stuff.
It's like you're on that flight registry to Lolita Island or whatever it was.
I was not. I never flew with Epstein.
Okay.
I barely have ever flown. I'm just a poor kid from Missouri.
You're like, I barely knew him.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yo!
What are you doing?
So we found there was a player survey. There's actually a couple surveys. So they do one in February, which is what I thought. I thought they did one after the Super Bowl. It looks like they do, but then there was another one because the New York Times has got this thing. And then there was another survey done by The Athletic that was an anonymous survey where they polled players. Mm-hmm. And I think in that survey they asked about one thing that's been going on specifically in the NFL, which was...
Makes a move, and he's out of bounds.
The missus likes it.
And you know they're not married.
Oh, I know.
What is it with ex-Cowboy quarterbacks?
I'm sure I'm in trouble
married.
For saying that.
I know. It's... Do not. I mean, it happens.
I know you didn't watch the game last night, but Troy Aikman called Taylor Swift the missus. And he said, I know the missus likes it. And then Joe Buck said, you know they're not married. And so I, you know... And then Aikman said, I'm sure I'll hear about this, and... I guess he did, because this morning I see it everywhere, and I'm like, why is this?
Well, because somebody else said that before.
Oh, is that... Did Romo say something
like
that? I
think Romo made a mistake and said it, so he was just...
Yeah,
his
wife.
He might have said wife.
Yeah.
But does either one of them really matter? Is this a problem? Saying the missus...
I'm not even sure. I know that
does
refers
that really
to
mean
marriage,
that you're
but I don't think it really does.
It's just a way of saying your partner.
Right, yeah.
That's his female companion, right? The missus.
I call you my missus all the time.
Exactly. His better half. So that was one of the things.
People ask me a lot of times. Say, where's your missus?
That was...
Oh, he's in there. Forget it.
That's Snow Cone. You're talking about Snow Cone getting pregame all over the studio. Anyhow, I'll tell you what this survey, whether it was the union survey or the athletic survey, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you about it here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So this poll that Snowcone found and sent to me, it's in different pieces, but I think it is a separate poll from the annual players, you know, the anonymous union poll that they do. I don't know if that one's conducted by the union or exactly. They always call it the union poll. I think they're the ones who do it. Anyhow, this one is The Athletic. Every question that I've seen so far references this poll that The Athletic did. It was anonymous, though, as well, and it was NFL. But they asked some questions that stand out. One of them was about Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Like, what do you think about Taylor Swift? Do you think she's good or bad for the league?
For football.
Yeah, do you like her? And what do you think the majority of them said?
I like her.
The majority of players said they view her as a positive for the league. One player said, I think it's been positive for the league. End quote. There you go. At the end of the day, it's a business, and you need to get as many eyes on it as possible, and she brings a lot of eyes. So, you know, if that increases the salary cap, I don't think anybody's going to be too mad about that one. I love that answer because that type of answer can be found in another question when they ask about whether or not what would have to happen for the NFL to do 18 games a season. You know, there's been talk about adding another game, and the players have said, basically, if you look through this poll, same poll, a lot of them said, one of them, the quote was, if it means more money, I'm down. Like, that's it. Just pay me more and I'll take the money. But others said, if you want to do 18 games, we need another bye week. And we need to change how we do preseason. And I don't know what that means by changing that. Maybe they just don't want to play
preseason
games. How many games are there in preseason? Are there three or two? I don't
know. Sometimes four preseason games.
Four, usually. Oh, there's four of them? That's a lot. Do they need to do that?
They played four this year.
I don't know.
I don't know.
College teams don't play preseason.
Oh, yeah. Why has the NFL always done it? As long as I can remember, there's been preseason games. Well, a lot of the guys, when asked about the 18th game, they said, yeah, I'll do it, but you got to pay
me
more money.
Why not just give every...
Give me another bye
I know
week.
What the NFL wants. Year, they so. Want more revenue. And yes. Games give revenue. Yeah, so I understand that. But
they talk about the revenue split in the
article. But we'll just skip that part of the revenue, because you just want weeks.
Yeah.
So add an extra game, but give everybody two bye weeks.
That's what they said.
I don't see why that isn't the answer. Just give us two bye weeks.
That's what the majority of them said. Add a bye week.
Right.
And, of course, there'd be more money involved.
Right.
And they talked about that revenue split. It's currently like 48-point-something% for players and 51-point-something percent for the owners. So they said that might have to change, and then you pay us more money, and we'll do it. But then the other question that was asked was about MVP. Who should be the MVP? And they talk
this year?
Yeah. They talk a lot about Josh Allen. And they say, look, you know, he's widely regarded as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's got everything that you need, except the Super Bowl win, obviously. He's always gotten votes, but he falls short to Mahomes and, I think, Lamar. He fell short to Mahomes twice, and I think he fell short to Lamar twice.
Right.
But anyhow, in this poll, it looks like people were saying, you know, he needs a Super Bowl victory, but it looks like the players were saying that Allen could be the next active NFL player to get MVP. I thought Jaden Daniels was who people were talking about for MVP because it would be a big deal, right? I thought they were just talking about that last night.
Rookie
or
of the year, maybe?
No, I thought they were saying like there hadn't been a rookie MVP player of the year
certainly playing
since
like
so-and-so. It's been years and years and years.
Yeah.
And so I know they were talking about MVP. Also, this poll was done last week. So, you know, a lot could change in a week and a half or however long ago it was that they actually asked these questions. But I thought it was interesting that they were saying Josh Allen. I haven't followed the Bills too closely this year.
No, I wouldn't.
But why would Josh Allen be...
He didn't play good last week.
Right. And that, again, maybe they polled him before that. But even if you polled... Okay, so even if the questions were asked before they lost that game to... I don't remember who their first loss was to, but I remember them losing.
Well, he lost this weekend, too, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying even if you pulled them before
the ball
then,
like four times from their own end zone, Texas, Houston, whatever.
Maybe his first three games he had amazing numbers. But I would say this poll, I mean, this is a headline from like the New York Times talking about Josh Allen being the top name floated around for the MVP vote. I don't think that could still be accurate now.
No, I don't think so.
I'm guessing that now it's probably Jaden. I actually don't know. You know a lot more about football and sports in general. I don't know who the MVP player would be this year.
I don't know anybody standing out to me right now.
I think the only one I've heard
is Goff.
You do love Goff. I know.
He went 18 for 18.
I know.
A perfect game.
That's worth 18
something. 18 for 18 and caught a touchdown. He had more touchdown catches than he had incompletions.
Yeah. It'll never happen
again. Never happen again.
No.
Ever.
Probably never.
What?
Ever. It'll never happen
don't
again.
Don't use that probably.
I don't want to jinx it.
I feel like I'm talking to my kids now. They do that. They had that probably or yeah, maybe. What? Is it yes or no?
It'll never happen again.
It'll never happen again.
The odds are astronomical. Probably. It's like having a DNA match where they say one in eight quadrillion. Never. You're never going to have that DNA match again. So, okay, that'll never happen again. And how does that work? He had no incomplete passes.
Yeah.
Right?
And caught a touchdown.
And then he also caught his own...
He caught a touchdown.
Caught a ball. So... It becomes a perfect game plus
a touchdown,
which puts him basically a better than a perfect
better
game
than
by
anyone
one.
Has ever been in a
well,
game.
Right, yeah.
It's the best game ever.
Something like that.
That's
your vote for MVP. Snowcone, just so you know, right now there's been this debate. Laszlo and Nick are, I don't know if they're fighting. Laszlo's fighting with Nick because he's mad about the way Nick Wright talks about Goff. Yeah. I was trying to find. I saw it in the group text. You went down to smoke. I rewound the show to see what was Nick saying about Goff?
He just put him lower on the tiers than he needed to be.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that part. I was looking for
Mahomes Mountain.
Yeah.
His quarterback mountain?
Right.
Mahomes Mountain.
Mahomes, which Nick rides constantly.
Yeah, there's pregame all over it.
Like a Disney ride over there. Mahomes, Nick's always first in line.
Laszlo, come on.
I ride the ride again.
Troy Aikman said last night, there's a reason everybody talks about him.
I got to go on LeBron Mountain, and then I'll be back to Mahomes. This guy.
I turned on the game last night, and I watched. I know they said that they'd been struggling when they got down in the red zone, but when I turned it on, I saw a little bit of the game, and Mahomes was... He is awesome.
He's awesome.
The stuff that he does, those passes that he makes, and you think, maybe other quarterbacks play like this now. They've learned to... but they really don't. No one plays like him. That's why I texted you, Lazo.
With the exception of Jared Goff.
Right, who catches his own pass.
Catches his own touchdown pass.
So, obviously...
refuses to throw an incompletion.
Mahomes can't replicate that.
I don't think he'll ever do that.
He's been trying, and he can't.
Well, I think everyone tries to be perfect.
Yeah. But they can't.
They can't. Jared Goff can.
Yes. Okay, we got you. So, Goff is at the top of the mountain.
Well, he's had the best game ever.
Right. So, no one can ever dethrone him.
Right. No one's going to be like... somebody's going to not have an incomplete pass and catch two touchdowns? Okay.
Right.
That's not going
to
happen.
It's like 1 in 10 quadrillion. It's just not possible, really, realistically, to ever happen again.
Quit putting qualifiers in.
Well, it's not possible. You know it's possible because he did
it. It's impossible.
If Goff can do it, then...
What?
I'm just saying, it is possible.
Okay. Literally the best game. This is it. It's just complete disrespect.
Obviously, it's possible. I'm saying it probably won't happen again. It won't happen again, but it is technically possible. Anyhow... I guess really it doesn't matter. The poll was about that stuff. One of the depressing things was that they asked, I think this had to do with Harvard, whether or not they think they have CTE. And that was a big headline because they said 1 in 3 players think that they have CTE. So I don't know. And I don't know how old those players are. Exactly. We could all have it. Poncho was saying, somebody said,
you got it from that little floor hockey game.
Somebody on Twitch said that.
A roller coaster, little roller thing.
Somebody said on Twitch that there was some big name person who said that they think, maybe it's the Old Spice guy. What's that guy's name? I can't think of his name. But they said that he said CTE is caused by not using your brain enough. I don't know if that's true or if he really said that or not. But that's what they said, that he said it's from lack of using your brain.
So saying football players don't use their brain.
I don't know. That's why I was like, was that a thing?
Other people are always using their brain and they don't get it?
Well, no, I think maybe I took from that, I probably do have CTE, right?
Because
I'm not really using my brain. Just sitting there cheering on the Royals.
Why would football players have it?
I don't know. Maybe because they only do the one thing. It's a repetitive thing. I have no idea. We'd have to look up what he said about it. But... a third of players, I wonder why those players think they have it. You guys watched that documentary about CTE. These guys drive to the gas station, and they get there. I say guys. I know they talked about at least one guy, who I think was a former Raider. Drove to the gas station, and then he goes to leave the gas station, and he doesn't remember how to get home. He wasn't the only player with symptoms like that, which is, that's pretty bad. If you go to the gas station and can't figure out how to get back, then you know something's wrong. Do a third of these people who were polled and talked to Harvard, are they having that problem? I can't imagine, right? There's not 30 players that are getting lost at the gas station. I wouldn't think, but I don't know. You brought up yesterday or day before the Dolphins and the perfect season and how those guys aren't around anymore. And I couldn't help but think, part of the reason, though, too, is how long do football players live? Isn't there some statistic that says the average life expectancy for a lineman is... 55 years old?
55 or something.
Yeah. I mean, we have to look, but that's pretty crazy. So, I don't know. Anyway, that's it. They think they have CTE. They like Taylor Swift. And when they took the poll, they thought Josh Allen would be the vote-getter for MVP, which there's no way that that's still the case.
Right.
If you were voting on MVP and you couldn't vote for Goff...
Why can't I vote for Goff?
They wouldn't. He's not on the ballot.
I would honestly vote for Goff.
He got a lifetime ban.
I would honestly vote for him. I think he's playing at MVP level. I'm being honest. I would vote for him
That's who you vote for now is Goff?
Right now.
Okay. All right. Snowcone, who are you voting for? You're a big football fanatic.
I'm the football fanatic. What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Who do you vote for? Based on what you've seen.
I don't know. That Jaden Daniels kid looks really good.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
He's made some insane throws.
He's probably the the fan favorite right now, would you say? If they polled football fans and said, who would you vote for right now so far this season? Would he be the winner?
Derrick Henry looks
good. Yeah. Derrick Henry looks really good. That would be crazy if he won MVP, right? Henry at Baltimore.
He does look good.
There's an insane stat, Laszlo, that Baltimore has outrushed their opponents so far this season like 760 yards. It's like 150 yards more per game.
Dual threat.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo. All right, I got a question for you dads coming up here. I know you guys are pretty... I don't even know if it's liberal. I don't know what the word is. You're not easily offended by words. You're just not easily offended. And you're not the type of people who sit and write reviews for movies saying, this was so inappropriate for my children, or I can't believe this got a PG rating. Like, you guys are...
Silicone does.
He does?
Yeah.
You're more in that group. Maybe Soko would be the one who protects his kid a little bit more.
Just a little bit, I think, just because of his age.
Well, there's
You would write an email to someone saying it was inappropriate, right?
Ooh, no.
Maybe though.
Do you?
I can't
see
myself doing that.
All joking aside, have there been moments, or has there been moments where you're doing something and your kids are there and you go, "Ugh, why did that just happen?" Or I wish they hadn't just seen that. That doesn't happen?
Unless it was something I said or did.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I want to ask you about this airline story about the movie playing on every screen. Did you see this?
No.
People were mad because they've got kids on the plane?
My oldest said the other day, we were talking about something, and he said a word.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yo, don't say that word. He's like, that is your favorite word. Can you guess what it is?
Oh, yeah.
I get mad, like I kick a cabinet or something. So like if I'm fixing a TV and it doesn't work, I'm like, yep. Yeah.
Well, it's a compound cuss.
Sounds good, too.
And compound cussing
like my favorite
is the best.
Is it yours?
It's great.
It's a good one. Yeah. If you can throw a f***ing in front of it, you
f***ing. Now that you may not be able to fix it.
Right. Yeah. Wonder, eat
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now we're having sex.
Yeah. Why aren't you I know you're a That's pretty good, huh?
Man.
Anyhow.
Nobody's going to know what we said after all those beeps, are they?
The people on Twitch do. Twitch.tv/ChurchLaszlo. I wanted to ask you about what you would do in the situation coming up
here.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Go!
I'm going, baby.
Go!
Australian airline Qantas, you know that one?
Of course I do. It's got a little koala bear on it. Or a koala. It's not a koala bear. You just say koala.
Isn't that right? Is John Travolta a pilot for Qantas? He was in the commercials.
Of course he is.
Sitting in the pilot seat.
He's their only pilot.
He might be. I've never flown Qantas,
fly
but...
Qantas.
You get John Travolta.
John Travolta.
I thought that was part of the deal, especially if you were taking the trip all the way to Sydney or wherever people go in Australia. I've never been. But
if you fly Frontier, you get an Eskimo.
Right. That's how I thought it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So Qantas has apologized.
They said...
We're sorry that John Travolta wasn't the pilot. No, they're apologizing because during a long flight, they had problems, they claim, with the TVs in the headrest. You know, it's in front of everyone. In every seat, there's a TV. And they couldn't get you're supposed to be able to vote or pick what movie you want to watch.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets to vote?
They couldn't. Well, no, you're supposed to just be able to pick it. But what ended up happening was they couldn't get the screens to be independent. So they say. So they said they went with the movie that got the most votes. Like, the most people were trying to watch it. Again, I don't know that I believe this. But it ended up being an R-rated movie, not appropriate for children, called Daddy-O. This is the movie with Sean Penn and Johnson, Dakota Johnson.
Never saw it.
The one that our buddies
never even heard about it.
44th, between 9th and 10th.
So, he's like a cab driver. This girl gets in the car, and they start having this conversation. Like, it's been streaming. It's somewhat new. Yeah, it's not like an old movie. I saw part of it. I fell asleep. Not because it's bad. I didn't finish it. I know he's like the dad, I think. I assume he's the biological father, and she doesn't know that this is her dad, and he's driving the cab. But
does he know he's her dad?
I don't know.
44th, between 9th and 10th.
Want some radio?
Not really.
But she's getting texts.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. He's married. I'm going to drive a cab 20 years and not know people.
Why do you care?
Who else you going to talk to about this? Not like you're ever going to see me again.
Okay, so, you know, I think there's this connection. I'll really watch basically anything Sean Penn does.
Yeah, sure.
Even though a lot of it gets bad reviews, I'm curious. So I had turned that movie on, but I never did finish it. I will now, though. This is a good reminder. But people on the plane were pissed because
why?
The movie automatically started playing. So right. Now they have to watch it. And this is an R-rated movie. And people on even took to Reddit to complain. I assume moms, and said this was clearly not appropriate for children, and that even if you didn't have, because I'm thinking, well, just don't listen to it, right? If you don't have the headphones in, yeah. Then what does it matter?
Don't watch
but
it.
In the movie, they said there's a lot of nudity on the phone.
Oh,
she's
boy.
She's sexting with someone, mm-hmm. And you see the sex on the phone. They show it very, very clearly. They claim there was nudity and a lot of graphic discussion. Things that are not appropriate for children. So these people were literally pissed off. I mean, the fact that someone went on Reddit to complain about this movie playing in front of their kids. I don't have kids. But I will admit to you guys something. That Saturday, when my nephew's over and we're watching the Royals game, I'm trying to get him to watch it with me, a commercial came on. I don't know what drug it was, but it was like a libido drug or an ED drug.
Yeah, a boner pill.
Yeah, and it was very blunt. It was like a husband and wife, and she's like, you know, my husband used to be good at sex, and now he's not as good. And he's like, now I go hard. I'm great in the bed. Yeah. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. And I wouldn't probably have thought of it, except I got a 13-year-old sitting there. So there was, I will admit, part of me that goes, why is this playing during baseball? And I've never been in that position. I know. But I really did think, like, we're watching a baseball game. What was that? And even, like, try and be discreet. Now, on the flip side, when I think about it logically, I go, he's on his phone. First of all, he's not really paying attention. Because he didn't pay attention to stuff because he's on his phone on TikTok.
Plus, I'm guessing, have any problems. So
right.
The commercial doesn't really hit him like it does you.
It doesn't get his
but
attention.
You're paying attention because you're like, I can't get an erection.
You can fix
it. And then you're like, oh, no. Why are other people seeing this?
There's a 13-year-old here.
Right,
he's going to know. Did he see the look on my face? Oh, now he knows.
Right, exactly.
Now he knows
you're
that I need this
out.
Stuff.
Like, you're like, everyone saw this.
Right. Oh, my God.
And they're
God.
All looking at me.
Yeah. Maybe that was it. But, I mean, I will admit, I was kind of like, why does that have to play during the baseball game? But I understand that also he has a phone, and which means he has access to the internet, and he's seen everything there is to see. So, you know, I guess that's...
Yeah, I talked to my kid one time, like, you know, same thing. Like, I'm like, that's, you know, that could be weird. He's like, I grew up on the internet, nothing's weird.
Right. I grew up on a much, much smaller version of the internet than what exists now. So, yeah, they've seen everything. And you like to think that maybe there are some things they haven't seen or choose not to watch. But when I think about it, I'm like, he's seen it, and he's chose to watch some of this
of
stuff.
Of course.
I mean, I know that when he goes in there, he's
on his phone. I hope they make better decisions. But
right, but you know that they're going to be curious.
I don't, so.
Exactly. They're going to be curious, and they have access to it at that age. They're,
you like his glasses?
They're going to look at that. Yeah, I like them. But, you know, the one thing he doesn't know with the internet, he didn't know Borat. He's 13 years old. He didn't know who Borat is. Is that weird or no? He didn't know, and then eventually he goes...
My oldest would. I don't know that...
Your youngest? Because they're the same age.
I don't know that he would.
Really?
I don't know that
crazy to me.
It might be older, you know, older.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he finally said, oh, I do know who you're talking about. And he pulls up his phone, and Snowcone, this will freak you out. He pulls up his phone and shows me a TikTok video of like an 18, 19-year-old kid in a Borat costume doing a Borat impression. And I was like,
what?
That's... Yeah, that's a guy doing an impression of Borat. And he goes, yeah, he's really funny. I was like, no.
Saying he's
but
doing an impression
that's,
of Borat?
That's not Borat. And no. He goes, oh, this isn't who you're talking about? And I said, well, sort of. Like, my head was about to explode.
No, that happens
he's
a lot. There's
doing
a, maybe
an impression.
A lot of things. Like, I'll ask my boys, like, oh, you know, we should watch Shawshank Redemption.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll start. They're like, oh, I saw this. I'm like, well, you've never saw it. They're like, well, Family Guy did a parody.
Right.
So they know everything. It's just parodies of those things.
Or clips, short clips that have been condensed into a TikTok video. But yeah, no, Snowcone, he thought this kid, he's like, that's who you're talking about. He's funny. And whoever this kid was, I don't know if he's popular or not, but Landon was able to pull him up immediately. He had him up on his phone in seconds. So he must have known his name. And then I said, that's not him. So we finally found actual Borat.
Did you watch a Borat movie with him?
He started watching Borat clips in the car.
And
it was real Borat, and I don't know. I was driving, I was like, I want to show you these on the big screen when we get home. If you don't know who this is, we didn't have time to, but I am going to do that. It's on my list of things to do. But I did hear him laughing at some actual Borat stuff. But then I thought, he's 13, he's born in 2011. That Borat movie probably came out in 2006. Is that the same as me not knowing who Peter Sellers is at 13?
Yeah, probably.
right?
Kind of I'm being honest.
I think it might be. I was trying to find, all right, who was someone that people thought was really funny, and their big thing came out, you know, five, six, 7, 8 years before I was born, and that's what I came
up with. I don't know who Peter Sellers is.
I was going to say, if I'm being honest, I don't really know who he is now. I'm not a big Pink Panther guy.
That's what I was going to say. Was he in the Pink Panther? Those movies were bad, man.
That's not my thing, but there are people who love that.
I love the Pink Panther.
And maybe people will look at people who thought Borat was funny.
I like the cartoon, the Pink Panther.
Me too.
But those movies never
did. The movies were like highbrow humor. Yeah. People thought they were great. People think they're great. And I'm like, oh boy.
I don't get it.
It's like a Woody Allen flick. I'm like, oh
I do like Woody Allen.
But most of his
stuff. Well, I mean, I just like him as a person. I don't know that I like his movies.
No, I totally get you on that one. Sometimes it's like me liking Sean Penn. You know, sometimes you just like people because Roman Polanski, right? Like, he's just a good guy. He's just a good guy. But all joking aside, you're on that airplane.
Yeah.
That stuff starts playing. You've got your kids are younger than they are now.
Yeah.
Do you care? It's showing nudity and sexing. You do care, right? Okay. Like, you're trying to cover up the screen.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to take to Reddit.
I don't know that I'm covering up the screen because I think that just brings more attention to it.
Okay.
So I just kind of like just let it go. But I am like, yo, what are you doing?
Okay.
Like, why are you showing my kids nudity?
All right. I'm just making sure.
Like, and I would feel the same way, but, you know, I wouldn't be all that upset about it. But the same way, like, if they were like, hey, we're going to play a movie on everybody's screen, and it's, you know, Saw.
Yeah, no.
Like, yo, what are you doing?
Okay.
You know, like,
I'm just making sure.
If you can't get movies that are appropriate for everybody on this screen, then
don't do it.
And don't show any.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's fine.
Qantas tried to say it was some sort of a glitch, and that they, you know, they did eventually take care of it, but it took over an hour or something like that. Also, imagine you're watching it, and you're really into it, and then finally they turn it off, and it turns into Inside Out or whatever. That would piss me off, too. But there is a level, even if you're not the mom who's screaming on the internet about things not being appropriate. Because I did get uncomfortable about the boner pill. Like, why do they have to play that during a baseball game? I get that he can see it on his phone.
Well, because dudes who watch baseball have boner problems.
I get it.
Like,
when
they're looking for, like, hey.
I guess you're right.
Who needs a boner pill? And they're like, well, we've got the
who
MLB.
Who likes baseball?
We got the MLB. This guy's been sitting on the couch for 4 hours watching the most boring thing.
Did you know
in the
they still play baseball games on TV?
Right.
And people watch them? What
those
do they look
like? Those dudes cannot get boners.
Yeah. Well, who was watching? Me.
Me.
Right? And I was like, oh, wait a second. There's a kid in the room.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
I'm trying to buy tickets for the Royals game. I have to admit, you know, nobody offered us any tickets.
No.
I'm being totally honest. So trying to scrape together some funds, take the old lady to a ball game. How much do you think they cost? Because I really didn't know. I remember the World Series being very expensive.
Looking for mine
I don't
now,
think I ever tried.
$164 each.
Okay. I found tickets cheaper than that. Actually, yeah, quite a bit cheaper. Because I searched for a pair at a time.
You found a pair for 160, didn't you?
I found a pair for 160, yeah.
Wow.
They weren't the worst seats. I went through the Royals. Are you going through the Royals?
No, StubHub.
Oh, go through the Royals. That's what I'm doing.
See how much they are for three. I need three. Sometimes it goes up if you do that.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Because I'm looking for two, and it shows you where your seats are and everything. You know, you can look at it. And I found two pretty good tickets. Fairly close to where our work tickets are, actually. And it says that the price, those are good. It's just maybe a little bit behind that. It says they're $230 or something for the pair. But who knows? Yeah, but who knows what it'll cost with fees and everything. But that's what it says. I got to figure out what my password is. I've used every email apparently for the MLB. I can't believe this. So that's what I'm trying to do. What do you guys think? I know Lazo's favorite genre of rock is Southern rock.
Love it.
He loves it. That's his thing.
I listened to Skinner yesterday.
Of course you did. Who doesn't love Southern rock? So what is the greatest Southern rock song of all time? Well, I only ask because I already know the answer. The list has been done. It's been done by that website, Ultimate Classic Rock. We get a lot of lists from them. And they say the greatest Southern rock songs of all time. Now, I think there's really only one answer to that question. And I think it's so obvious it's absurd. But we'll discuss next.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
What is going on there? It was like Little League Baseball.
I turned on what you told me to turn
on. I know, I'm watching, but there was like a hit and then a bad throw. Mets are already up 1-0.
Okay, playoff tickets are more expensive than I thought.
Yeah.
They really
need
make
to
it look
get
like
playoff tickets. I need three tickets for Thursday.
The cheapest ones I could find are $153 a ticket. That's, you know, the worst seats in
I'm
the
sure
house.
Somebody can get me three tickets for Thursday.
Who's going to get us three tickets?
Somebody's got an in and they want to trade for tickets we can
People
get
are asking us for tickets. We work at a radio station and our company is a partner
I asked our
of
boss
the
for tickets. You said you put me in a raffle.
Right. Which means... No, there's right. no raffle, by the way.
Right.
You don't have to tell me that.
Right. I'm sure
I like her.
Right.
I do. I like her. But
just
you don't have to
the
tell
tickets.
Me there's a raffle. Either give me the tickets or say, sorry, there's people who spend money that we're giving these tickets to.
Right.
That's fine. But don't say, like, we're putting in a raffle. Oh, no, instead you want a quilt. Get out of here. I know you're not. I know there's no raffle.
I'll take a quilt.
Yeah, I'll take a quilt, too. But you get what I'm saying. There's no raffle, so just stop. As you know, some people like that stuff. Some people like hunting for envelopes in the building, and they do. Some people get a kick out of it. They
just
like
give me three tickets for the game.
Yeah, give me three tickets. Give me three tickets, baby.
Won't you give me three tickets?
That's right.
Give
right.
me three tickets.
There you go. You know why I did that? Because the greatest Southern rock songs of all time. We don't need to go through all of them. I know Lazo loves Southern rock. I call it. My specific genre is Southern fried rock. That's what I like. It's the very specific kind of Southern rock. Yeah. Shokun was listening to Skinner yesterday. Our boss...
He loves Skinner.
Our boss loves Skinner. Went to the Skinner Memorial or whatever. Like, took a trip there. I mean, that's serious Skinner fandom, right? So, but there are other Southern rock bands, technically.
They're like Allman Brothers, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So what are the... greatest Southern rock songs of all time.
Well, do they count like, you know, ZZ Top, like it's Texas Southern?
Yeah, there you
I'll
go.
Give you some examples. If you start in the 30s, I'll go all the way back from the 30s. Very bottom, because they've got 35 of them. We're not going through all of them. If you go down to the bottom, they start with Allman Brothers. The next one is Allman Brothers. 38 Special, Blackfoot, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Mm. You get more Allman Brothers. You get Hank Jr., which I thought Hank Jr. would be considered country. But they're including it. 38 Special again. Lynyrd, That Smell. You're in the 20s now. Maybe we'll do all these. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I'm
going to
go with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, my favorite Southern rock band.
I thought that might count. I thought Tom Petty would
from
count.
From Florida.
Right. But, you know, they never count Florida as Southern. It's weird. I guess, I mean, Jacksonville sometimes. People just think they're from Georgia. And
that's where the Lynyrd Skynyrd's from.
Right. The greatest Southern rock band by most people's estimation, I would say, wouldn't you, if you just put it out to a vote?
Kind of invented the genre, I would say.
Well, if you asked Americans, what's the greatest Southern rock band or greatest Southern rock song, most of them are going to say Lynyrd Skynyrd.
It's going to be 90% Skynyrd.
No one is, I mean, like my brother might say the Black Crowes, and by the way, they did make the list.
And they suck.
But no one is saying Little Feat or anything like that.
No, it's Skynyrd.
Oh, and by the way, on that list, I don't know where they were. I don't see them now. I was going to check again to make sure I wasn't seeing things, but I swear... Kings of Leon was on the list somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they count.
So kind of a modern Southern rock band, right?
Yeah.
So what are the greatest Southern rock songs of all time? What do you think the greatest Southern rock song is of all time, Lazo?
Freebird.
Okay. I think that...
I mean, it's got to be like... It's,
I mean, it has
like,
to be.
Yeah.
I think that Freebird is the answer, right? If you say Sweet Home Alabama...
It could be Sweet Home Alabama.
That's fine, too.
Right.
But it's like a...
I could also see Tuesday's Gone or Simple Man being on there.
As number one, though?
Not as big.
As number one?
Not as big,
Also, just like, what
but
do you, when you
Alabama,
hear it?
Freebird, those are the two. It's got to
exactly.
Be.
When you hear it, because you hear it every year, you know, you're going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear it the rest of your life. You hear it when you go to the lake, you hear it in bars. What is the one that every time you hear it, you still kind of go, yeah, damn, still sounds good. And yeah, you named most, I mean, all those songs.
Yeah, Battle of Curtis Lowe, Tuesday's Gone.
Still sound good. But it has to be Skinner. They don't. And the reason they do this, Laszlo, you know, you've been in the music industry a long time. When they do these lists, they do it to be contrarians. They've got to get eyeballs. And so they
Rolling
say,
Stones
oh,
made a living off it. For
that's
the last
what they've
years.
Been doing for, yeah, get certainly the last 15, just making totally contradictory lists and saying, here's the greatest thing. You know it's not the greatest thing.
And here we are talking about it.
Yep. They say the Allman Brothers' Whipping Post is the greatest of all time.
That's a damn good song, yeah, to be fair.
It's a good song. Is it better than Freebird?
No, I mean,
if you're saying, what's the greatest Southern rock song?
That is a damn good
Who
song.
Who would say, yeah, Whipping Post is the greatest of all time, though. It's better than Freebird. It's better than Sweet Home Alabama. Get the hell
so
out
what's
of here.
Two and three?
Two is Freebird.
Right.
Three is Sweet Home Alabama.
Right.
Four is Greg Allman, Midnight Rider,
yep,
which is pretty good.
Yep.
And then the Allman Brothers, again, Ramblin' Man. I put a little clip together.
Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying, because I'm as free.
Oh, you put together a little. Yeah, these are the top five.
Sweet Home Alabama.
See, that's the tough part for me, is when you go Freebird or Sweet Home Alabama, which one is... they're basically tied, right? Freebird's got an edge, maybe.
Sweet Home Alabama.
It's a good song. I hate this song.
Oh, it's so good.
I hate it.
Memory of Elizabeth Reed.
Of all those songs in the top five, the only one I don't ever Jessica? Need to hear again is Ramblin' Man. I just
My
don't like that song.
My favorite is Caught Up in You, 38 Special.
Oh,
and on this list, it's number 10.
It is? Okay, I was gonna say. That's your favorite?
Yeah.
You put that over Freebird?
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't think it's better. It's just of all those, what song would I be the most excited if it popped up in my car? I'd be like, oh, man. This is 38 Special. I'm so caught up in you.
Keep in mind.
You don't like that song?
Keep in mind, Laszlo was in the Navy. He got on the ship, I think, in one of the Carolinas, or it could have been California. I don't know. But they dropped him off in Jacksonville, so he just stayed there. He was like 19 years old.
I dated a Van Zandt.
Oh, that's
right. I forget about the Van Zandt connection.
I dated I don't know.
Somebody
Ronnie's cousin or
someone's
something.
Niece or something.
Oh, their cousin. Yeah, her name is like Stephanie Van Zandt. She worked at First Union
Bank.
Oh,
I thought it was a dude.
Could you understand her when she talked?
Yeah, she talked. I mean, better than I can you.
I'm not
than
you.
Better than I can you.
Up
next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
All right, are we done?
We're done, my man.
All right.
Listen, you have a decision to make because... Right now, the tickets for the Royals are already expensive.
Yeah,
but if they win Wednesday,
I can't go Wednesday.
Well, and the game's too early. I think the game on Thursday is an hour later. If the schedule is right, then I'm looking at 7:08.
I'm gonna wait to see if they win on Wednesday. If they win on Wednesday, then I might just suck it up and buy three tickets.
But if they win on Wednesday, I think those tickets prices are gonna go up, won't they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a tough decision. Like if they win, it's totally worth it. If you go. When they lose, you have that feeling of like, 3 weeks of groceries.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm with you.
Ah, damn. What do you do? But I'd like to take Brooke to a game. I'd like to get her just more interested in baseball
but then
in general.
I also think, like, I know I'm betting on it, but it's like if I'm going to spend the money, do I just wait and spend more money in hope that it's the Tigers-Royals?
Well, of course, I mean.
Right, so I just hold off this time and, like, bite my nails and hope.
Okay, here's what you do.
Because I won't go to both.
Request from our boss right now, Tigers-Royals games.
This from her 2 weeks ago.
I know, but request Tigers-Royals tickets now.
She's not going to. They don't have them.
Maybe she'll put you in a raffle. I've heard she does
they
that.
They don't have them.
Have you checked the raffle?
I feel like we would have them
around. Who gets to pull the tickets out of the raffle? Who's got the hat down there?
I don't know.
Your name must not have come up. We haven't heard anything.
Mm-mm.
God. Laszlo. Come on,
so I
man.
Think I might save it and see if I can wait and hope that it's a... Because it would be great to go to an ALCS game with the Tigers and Royals. I could wear a Royals jersey and a Tigers hat.
Yeah, you could be like one of those parents
awesome.
Who has a kid playing on both teams.
So I think I might just save it for that.
Yeah. All right. I think I need to make my decision tonight because I'm afraid the prices are only going to go up. I guess I'll talk to Brooke about it. If she went to a game, a playoff game... I mean, we went to games this year, but if she went to a game... And it was a playoff game. Like, the other, on Saturday when they lost, she was looking at me and she was going, I'm really sorry. Like, she knows it's important, right? So if we go to a game, I feel like I can get some of that enthusiasm. She's surrounded by that atmosphere, that energy. And if they win that game,
it'd be great.
Then I think I could make a real fan out of her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I need to do is get my father-in-law interested and tell him, boy, you can't miss this, and just get him to buy a bunch of tickets for us to go like he did the Sphere in Vegas. That was awesome. Awesome. Too bad he's a Cardinals fan. Yeah, well, we'll figure it out.
What's his first name?
Kevin.
Good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.